Welcome to the Friday, March 16th, 2012 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. RDP is still at the top of the news. We do see a lot of fake exploits circulating for this particular problem, but so far we have yet to find an actual real exploit. So be very careful out there if you are looking at exploits to test your own systems. They may not always do what they promise to do. This is also supported by Microsoft. Microsoft today released a blog post stating the same thing, that they're seeing a lot of fake exploits, non-working exploits, but nothing really that yet exploits this particular vulnerability. Needless to say, this doesn't mean that you should stop patching or securing RDP. Today on Friday, we will have our monthly thread update webcast. It got delayed a couple of days because of my travel schedule. And one of the focal points, of course, will be RDP and a little bit tips and such on how to secure it. But let's see what we have in other news. SecureList, a blog by Kaspersky Labs, is showing some details about a new Trojan they're seeing that uses, again, valid signed drivers that are being installed. In this case, the signature or the certificate being used belongs to Compavi AG, which is a legitimate Swiss company. I can only assume that this particular certificate or the secret key to it got stolen and then used by this Trojan rider to actually sign these particular drivers. Other than that, the Trojan itself is actually pretty much a normal fare. It's intercepting search requests and then essentially launching a click fraud attempt, trying to get you to click on links that are then being created by these fake injected search engine pages. And we got some interesting new Android malware from McAfee. McAfee wrote it up in its blog, and in this case, the malware installs on the phone, and then it pretends to be an online banking token generator. So essentially, it is preying on users that actually want to do the right thing and do two-factor authentication. Now, in order to access the token generator, this application and asks you for the username and password for your online banking account. So it steals the first factor as part of offering you a fake second factor. Now, with the username and password, it will also send other details about your phone, like, for example, the IMEI number. And the Trojan has the ability to intercept incoming SMS messages to, for example, forward mobile attends. So if the phone is used as a second factor in the authentication, the bank sends a one-time password to the phone. This malware will forward this one-time password to the attacker that already got the first factor, your password, before that. And Computer World is reporting about a fine levied by the Health and Human Services Administration against Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. This is related to the theft of 57 hard drives that are now called the most expensive theft ever in the state of Tennessee. The latest fine is $1.5 million for HIPAA violations. However, the total damage cost by this particular theft is said to be $17 million, most of it for efforts to recover data to actually figure out what exactly got lost. These hard drives held the recordings of customer support calls and also screenshots from customer support terminals. Quite frequently, these audio recordings are not encrypted, and really only over the last couple years, commercial systems have become widely available to do that relatively easily. Well, and this is it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.